Hi everyone, Dr. Goyal here from Peak Human. I like to sometimes read some of the questions that I get from my viewers, and today I got one and I want to share with you and then give you the answer to it. So here's a question. For Samantha from Toronto wrote in, "Hi Dr. Goyal, I've been using Ozempic 1 mg for the past year with mixed results. I've lost some weight but found that the side effects are too significant whenever I try to increase the dose. I heard about this new medication called Mounjaro. Should I switch to it and how do I do that?" Well, thank you, Samantha, for that question. And you're right that some people who just don't get full results with the medication Ozempic. Some people find it works perfectly. But it does have a number of side effects. And, you know, there is, you know, a good, I would say, 30% of people who just don't feel it gives them the results they need. But we do have a new medication, like you mentioned, called Mounjaro that just came to Canada, probably about now a month ago. And it seems to be, from my experience, giving patients, those non-responders, a good result. So you're on 1 mg here. I would suggest that it kind of converts over to a 10 mg Mounjaro dose. Mounjaro works also as a weekly injection. It comes in a vial, so it doesn't have that same pen, that simple, easy pen that Ozempic does. So that's a little bit unfortunate thing that's here in Canada. But so let's backtrack that. Ozempic's dose ranges anywhere from 0.25 milligrams a week to about 3 milligrams a week. That's the kind of total range. Most people get benefits, like I said, around anywhere up to 1 milligram, maybe 1.5 milligrams per week. But Mounjaro's dosage is quite different. It starts off at 2.5 milligrams. That's your starting dose, and goes all the way to 15 milligrams once per week. So I would say a 1 mg that you're taking right now is roughly about 10 milligrams per week. So I would tell your doctor, I want to switch over to Mounjaro, and you know, roughly your dose should be about 10 milligrams per week. The side effects are similar, though I think you might have less side effects. I'm seeing that with my patients who are using Mounjaro. It is slightly different, the mechanism of action. Mounjaro is an actual, what we call dual receptor agonist, means it's not just acting on the GLP, the glucagon-like peptide that Ozempic's working on. It's acting on the GIP molecule as well, which is called a gastric inhibitory polypeptide. It has an effect, a stronger effect. This GIP is also an incretin hormone. It also stimulates insulin release from your pancreas when you eat food. And it also has these effects in other tissues of the body on how insulin is being used. So it also helps to remove the insulin, remove the sugar that's building up in your liver, and helps with reducing fat deposition in your body. So it has similar effects as Ozempic, but it seems to have less side effects as far as I can see. Cost is unfortunately a little bit more expensive, about $120 per week per vial. If you were not on the top dose, which you're not here, you're at 10 milligrams, you could potentially buy the vial and split that dose so you could, your cost per week would be a little bit less. So that's another idea out there to kind of keep costs low, because these are unfortunately expensive medications. I hope that helps, and next time I'll go into the kind of a bit more of the science behind the GIP and the GLP. But suffice to say, I think it's worth a shot for you to go ahead and make that change, especially if you're getting mixed results with the Ozempic. Mounjaro seems to be working really well for some patients. Okay, I hope that helps, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.